little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Okay, Gary, and thanks for coming in today and coming in to talk about your weight, because I know it seems that you are bothered by it and you were thinking that you'd like to do something to help with your weight. I mean, had you had any thoughts about what you could do to help with losing weight?
Well, my wife goes to Slimming World, and she's always suggesting that I should go to them too. But to be fair, she cooks for me, and I eat everything that she eats. So I can't imagine that going to Slimming World is going to change what I do, because I just eat what she eats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't see why I'm so fat.
Right, okay, so it sounds like you think your diet's actually quite good, given your wife cooks the Slimming World diet.
Yeah, I think so.
So you're at a bit of a loss as to why you are still overweight?
Yeah, I would say so.
And had you ever thought about your alcohol intake and whether that could be part of, you know, contributing to your weight?
What makes you say that, Doctor? I don't drink any more than anyone else does.
Yeah, no, and that might be true. A lot of people like yourself do drink a good bit of alcohol and enjoy it. And the only thing is that we know that alcohol for a lot of people who are overweight is playing a part, because there's actually a lot of calories in each drink.
Seriously?
Yeah. So, I mean, each time you have a pint of beer, it's going to be the same as if you sort of had a Mars bar.
Oh, really?
Potentially.
Oh, blimey. No, I hadn't realised that.
Mm. So that's a bit of a surprise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just thought it was like drinking water. I didn't think there was... God, really, is it... Oh, I suppose, come to think of it, that's why people talk about beer bellies. That's where it comes from, isn't it?
It's genuine,
That's why people say that it's all paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so...
Oh, blimey, yeah.
Right, well, I mean, I can see that's been a bit of a surprise. I mean, what does that make you think now about your weight?
Well, I mean, I like drinking, that's the problem, and all my mates drink, and when I'm out at the pub, I feel a bit of a lemon if I didn't drink like they do. But I don't like being fat, and my wife doesn't like me being fat, and I get a hard time about it. Mm. And, yeah, maybe I should do something about it. What do you think I could do about it?
Oh, well, there's quite a lot of different things. Some people that I've spoken to before have tried to help cut down. Even you don't need to stop drinking, but... Other people who've talked to me about their weight, you know, they've tried a few things.
Mm.
I mean, does it sound, am I right in thinking that you're quite motivated then to actually change what you're drinking and see if that will help your weight?
Well, yeah, I've got to do something about this weight. I mean, it's ridiculous. I am worried about my health.
Mm-hmm.
The nurse said I might get diabetes if I didn't do something about my weight, so yeah. I'm really keen to do something about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I hadn't realised it was anything to do with the drinking.
Yeah, okay.
If I've got to tackle it, I've got to tackle it, haven't I?
So would it help for me to share a few of the strategies, you know, other people have seen, in the surgery, you know, would it help to share those strategies?
Yeah, no, it would. I think it probably would, yeah.
And I suppose it depends a bit about where you drink, what you drink, but, I mean, and where do you normally drink in or out? Or?
I know I normally go out and drink with my mates at the pub, yeah.
And you said you'd feel a bit silly maybe if you were not drinking with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a few things people sometimes think about is either could they order a drink with a lower strength of alcohol? Could they take alternate drinks where they would have a beer and then they would have a soft drink in between? Or, you know, order a pint of water with the pint of beer and alternate?
Yeah.
I suppose there are non-alcoholic beers for sale in pubs. Might not be such a big range.
I mean, part of the problem is that I want to get value. I mean, I pay for a round. When someone else buys a round, I want to make sure I get value. So I don't want to miss out on any of the rounds, do I, with my mates?
Oh, I see. Well, I guess, I mean, I don't really know if it would be possible for you just to say that you were going to pay for your own that night if it was going to keep it easier. I mean, whether that's acceptable, but I guess if you were buying the rounds or wanting them to buy rounds, maybe you could encourage them all to drink the lower strength beer.
I guess at the very least I could, when I'm having my own round, I could just have a pint of water then, couldn't I?
Yeah.
So that might work a bit.
I mean, that's an option.
So how much do you think I need to cut back?
Well, I mean, how many nights do you go out?
4 or 5 nights a week.
Mm-hmm. And do you drink at home as well?
Not so much. I mean, I do have a couple of cans by the telly, yeah. helps me relax, helps me unwind.
So would you say you drink every day?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so I mean, really, it's good to try and aim to have at least 2 or 3 alcohol-free days a week. And so our advice would be to, you know, think about whether you could have a few days not drinking and whether it's easier for you to do that on the days you stay at home. Yeah. It might be possible to think about cutting out the home drinking. If it's to do with going out, whether or not you can think of anything different to do with these mates, if, you know, if you want to meet up and do something other than going to the pub, or whether you just need to sort of meet up with them less frequently.
Well, yeah, well, actually, to be fair, one or two of them have said that they're worried about their weight too, and nobody's ever thought that it could be the drinking. So maybe if we did something different, rather than going every night, we could go a little bit less often and maybe do something a bit healthier, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's lots of different things you can do that aren't drastic. You don't need to totally cut out your drinking. By the sounds of it, there's definitely, you know, some ideas you've had there. I mean, what do you think you're going to do in the next few weeks then?
I like the idea. I think what I'll do is when I am drinking out, then whenever I have my round, then I'll just have a pint of water. I'll probably go for some of the lowest strength choices if I can, and not drink at home. So at least not drink for 2 or 3 nights a week. Do you think that would be enough to make a difference?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so why don't we chat in a few weeks? You could give me a ring, let me know how you're getting on. And if you wanted to, you know, talk about any other ideas, then give me a ring.
No, thanks, Doc. That's really helpful. I hadn't really thought about that.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.